Mike Quick joins me in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Eagles need to bounce back on Sunday, my man.
That's one way to put it. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
How do you do that? What goes through a player's mind after a tough game?
You know what? The best thing that they can do is quickly put that game behind them and really start to work on the details going forward, getting ready for the New York Giants. Yeah, that's it. You know, that's really all you can do. Yeah. A game like that, you know, defensively, they played great. And it's hard to see such a wasted effort by that defense because I thought they did everything right. I thought the play calling defensively was very good. They really attacked the Cowboys' offense. And I thought, you know, a veteran quarterback like Tony Romo, I thought he saw some things that confused him on the offensive side.
That's encouraging.
Yeah, very encouraging. Because this defense we've talked about is an evolving defense, and I think we're really starting to see them really feel comfortable in the defense. I think the defensive coordinator, Billy Davis, is more comfortable with the players and what they're able to do and the things that he can do with them.
It seems clear to me, and I know that it's much more involved, but when the Eagles get DeSean Jackson involved in the offense, they score a lot of points. And when teams take him away, it's much more of a struggle.
Well, I think you have to make ways to get him involved. You have to create ways to get the ball into the hands.
In what ways?
If it's screens, if it's putting him in a bunch where you're running people off so that he gets the ball, you have to get him involved in the offense because when he's involved, it really scares the heck out of your defense. And sometimes even if you take shots down the field and you don't get it, it loosens up the defense because they have the fear of number 10 and the speed that number 10 brings to the game that they're going to back off some because no one wants to give up the big play.
Yeah, Mike, when you're in the course of a game where you struggle like the Eagles did on Sunday, you can press, you can do a lot of different things. How do you think the Eagles reacted? Fourth quarter, Nick Foles not out there, Matt Barkley. Very frustrating time for the Eagles.
Yeah, it's very frustrating for a guy like Matt Barkley. It was his first time in an NFL game, and Matt really trying to make things happen. But, you know, you're in a situation where your offense hasn't been rolling all day long. He gets onto the field in a situation where you know he's got to pass the ball to try and catch up, and it's just a tough situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's just – and DeSean, people kind of got down on DeSean a little bit. I didn't see
DeSean?
Any sort of lack of effort. I mean, just, you know, people out there blaming here, there, and everywhere. I just saw a kid who wanted to get the football in his hands, and he wasn't getting it in his hands.
Well, here's the thing. That's going to happen. People are going to – you know, a lot of the people that are saying these things, they don't know football. They don't even know. But that's going to happen. The important thing is that as players – inside the Eagles building, they have to make sure that they don't do that.
Right.
That they don't start to point fingers at one another. That the offense, because they had a really down week and the defense really played well, the defense don't start to point fingers at the offense.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have to keep everything together and really try and lift one another, keep one another up.
Yeah, and it seems like everybody's put that game behind them very nicely.
Yeah.
Focusing on the Giants, getting to 4-4 at the midway point of the season, getting back into the race. It's at the top of the race in the NFC East. It's right there for the Eagles once again.
The Giants are an improved team, in my opinion. I watched them the other night. Offensively, they didn't look very good. But because they can't run the football, they don't have a very good running game. But, you know, Eli Manning has great receivers on the outside. But defensively, they're really starting to play a lot better. They really attack the football. Their middle linebacker, they moved Beasum inside. Mm-hmm. The linebacker that they got from Carolina, playing much better defensively. Up front, they're playing better. So the Eagles have to really concentrate on getting this team ready to really get back to 500, and still they're in the thick of things.
Yeah, it's a fascinating moment for the Eagles. It's, to me, a game that really, you know, sets everything else up for the rest of the year. Sets up the second half of the year.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's go get him. Mike Vick, quarterback, you feel good?
Yeah, you know, I'd like to see more of Nick because – Nick's not as bad as what we saw on Sunday, and I would like to see him bounce back, but you know, I think Michael's going to be healthy enough to play, and Michael Vick obviously gives you a better chance to win football games.
Mike Quick in studio. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
On PhiladelphiaEagles.com.